Good morning again. So today we're going to talk about self-care, to say it short, but there's much more to it than just self-care. As I was reading this chapter in our book, Phoenix Affirmations by Eric Elness, it really spoke to me, and it reminded me of a conversation I had with a friend probably about, 15 or 16 years ago, and the two of us were going through some things and trying to make some life decisions, and, you know, a lot of times with life decisions comes some sadness, because you're sad about maybe what you might be leaving behind, or you're sad about your choice, or you wish you didn't have the choice, or things aren't going your way, there might be some fear in it, and so sometimes with life choices, there's sadness, and there's a lot of reflection, there might be fear, there might be depression or anxiety. And so I was talking, my friend and I were talking about this, and I said, yeah, when I feel this sadness come over me, you know, I allow myself a couple of weeks to kind of reflect and pray and let it soak in before I make a decision, a big life decision. And she said, 2 weeks? I give myself maybe 2 hours. And I was like, okay. So here I'm kind of thinking I'm a slouch, and she's kind of thinking that she needs to give herself some more time. It was kind of an in-between. It was a really, in reflection, it was a funny conversation. And she said, so, you know, in my 2 hours, I might watch a movie and try to relax and try to think about stuff and pray and reflect. But so I think that things have shifted in the last 15 or 16 years, because I'm sure she gives herself more than that, just 2 hours to kind of make life decisions now. And in addition to that, I just, again, upon reflection, she was someone who was always busy going, doing all that, and she really didn't take time to sit and take it all in. So I think that has also shifted in her life where, you know, again, in reflection, I probably could have done more of that, so more moving and going. And so let me go here. So that's her and I sitting on the couch talking. So, you know, we all need time to reflect, and it seems our culture is all about work and getting work done quickly. And sometimes we just need some recreation. And we've shortened recreation to rec, parks and rec, rec room. And we haven't really looked at the word recreation. If we look at this word and speak this word in full and not in short, it actually is recreation. Recreation equals recreation. We all need time to take it easy, to spend time with our loved ones, our friends, our family, and be recreated, fill ourselves up with something other than work. I'd like to really look again at our great commandment, the greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. But what if you haven't taken the time to love yourself? What if you've been too busy doing other things and forgetting about yourself, forgetting that you need to pray and reflect and rest and do some recreation? What if you have forgotten to love yourself means taking care of your body with movement, taking care of your mind with study, and taking care of your soul with doing spiritual things such as worship or being in nature or prayer? And here's another example. If I were to put sand in a jar all by itself, and then I wanted to put rocks in it, big rocks in it, would the rocks fit? No, because it'd be full of sand. But what if I put the rocks in first, the one on the right, and then I put sand in after? They all fit. So what if we need to fit in the big things, those big rocks, the important things, our friends, our family, our self-care, movement of body, thinking about what we eat before we eat it, praying, reading, reflection, worship, recreation? And then Instead of making ourselves busy with all the little things, with all the sand, we put those in after, because they're always, the busy things are always going to be around, and we can always do them. So what if we put in those big things first, and then the little things fall around the big things, so we are making time and space for what really matters? What if we took more than 2 hours to pray and reflect on big life changes, or on our sadness, or on our fear? And then we had all those other, the sand granules all around us to keep us busy after we got done with the big things. So today we got to see prayer in action through liturgical dance. We were able to see a new way of worship, a way that the girls and women were using their body to pray, to worship God. And I bet there's a lot of self-care involved in that. I bet they'll shake their heads. Yes, you guys exercise all the time, don't you? You're dancing every day, or at least 4 times a day, because I see them. And they're eating well and keeping their bodies moving so that they're able to do dance. They're able to do their performances at the fair and all over Central New York and come and do liturgical dance here. But that takes self-care and taking care of their bodies and eating healthy. So today is our reminder that love of ourself, body, mind, and soul are very important to all the other things we do, including loving God and loving neighbor. Because if we're not loving ourselves, we can't love our neighbor as well as we could if we do love ourselves. So today's affirmation: Christian love of ourselves includes caring for our bodies and insisting on taking time to enjoy the benefits of prayer, reflection, worship, and recreation in addition to work. Amen.